This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you're talking about Hurricane Sally, at least one dead, 30 inches of rain, and it was bad. Pensacola underwater. Boy, I have some pals in Pensacola who moved there a few years ago. Beautiful area, and just covered in water, but not just Pensacola. Now, we knew Sally was coming in hard in the sense that this, but it was going to be a water situation, and that's exactly what has happened. And a half or so, how you get so much water that gets dumped on one area of the country, and then the fire engulfing people's lives where they're barely getting out of where they live, and they have nothing left, but at least they have their lives, because so many others thought that they had time, didn't have time, and could not scramble to survive. So Pensacola, I'm going to go back to you. 30 inches of rain, storm surge turned the streets really into, no kidding, this description is accurate, white-capped rivers. I mean, it just, boom! So downgraded to a tropical storm by Wednesday afternoon, Sally's strong winds, though, did slam Bama and Florida. It moved right over that panhandle again. And that Pensacola Bridge, Bay Bridge, beautiful. No longer. A section of it collapsed, and downtown truly was underwater. One person died in Orange Beach, Alabama. And that's a little area between Mobile and Pensacola. And this is something that you could see coming. So there were people that got out of the way of the... But the flooding really dumped intense rain. Dangerous threat. So catastrophic flooding. Major river flooding. And you know, when you get the major river flooding and you get that heavy, heavy rain, it just doesn't go away like that. Trees are down, debris, boats, streets are flooded. They were just inundated. So, for example, a water level station in Pensacola reported being inundated around 5.5 feet above sea level. That's how bad. So there's rescues happening all over the place, and that's the good news. People were pulled, but it really was. If you looked at Pensacola's downtown, it looked like white caps. You were looking out into it was nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. How much came down? Good thing is 200 National Guard members were there, or are on their way. There's more on the way to respond to Hurricane Sally, because, you know, it's also the aftermath, what happens to the displaced people, what happens when you go back and you're cleaning out homes. Have to kind of crawl back, and you take a look, and you see the downed trees, the dangling power lines, and you see part breaking loose from moorings. Crazy spectacle thing to see when you see a giant barge. Like those large, you know what I'm talking about, those large flat-bottom boats used for carrying tons of freight along waterways. I mean, heavy, heavy freight. That they got loose. They were floating down the middle. It looked like a brigade. That's what it looked like. So five of the barges washed up near downtown. Wow. Golf course with a barge right there, and a moving storm with the drenching rains and the flooding, and the National Hurricane Center storm surge on record. So you hear what I just said. On and this was the third worst. I mean, think about it. At the peak, almost 6 feet. Man, thrashing. It was a thrashing. People banded together. That was great news. People were helping each other. The Pensacola Bridge was collapsing, and you just saw hunks of concrete, and you can see this anywhere, whatever machine you use to go and search on the World Wide Web, take a look and the road, the brand new 3 Mile Bridge or Pensacola Bay Bridge connects the city to Gulf Breeze. And because of the high winds and everything else, I mean, they're going to have to serious, serious work that cars, you know, just people staring in disbelief, the ones that stayed at what they were looking at. Standing on, there was people I saw somewhere, they were because it was barely dry where they were, but looked super, super nasty. So in the meantime, while you have all that surge and the white caps right down the middle of the street and the bridge collapsing, you still have the historic exhausted firefighters, more people coming in to help. But you can only do so much on a line, and then you circulate back, and the fight to save Mount Wilson Observatory, those broadcast towers in L.A., about $1 billion worth, threatened by this bomb in the Angeles National Forest. Some of you in Cali know exactly where I'm talking about. It's tough. Hang with us.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I would be proud of if I'd only invented them, such as the wheel, the washing machine, and the tumble dryer. On these inventions, surely I could retire. I want to retire, no longer required. I want to get by.
Across the nation as we get ready to either elect a new president or re-elect our current president. And I've said this before on the air, it's not just about that. It's also about what's happening in your local area. So meaning who you're voting for, possibly representing you in some other capacity in Washington, D.C., whether it's for the Senate or Congress or other issues that are very, very important locally. Infrastructure is a big one across the board in many areas. There's been a lot of discussion about that. And this is pretty big. A lot of people are talking about, are they voting early or what's happening there? Election 2020 is shaping up to be, it always feels like that because since I've been on these airwaves, I always say, this is a big one. This is important. Hopefully people vote. To me, it's about if you want to complain and whine about what's happening in our country, then get your rear end out there and vote. I hate it when people say, my vote doesn't matter. Your vote does matter. And if more people voted, then maybe you get the representation that you want. When we look at the Senate, there are 23 Republican seats in play. For the Democrats, there are 12 seats that would be, as we say, in play. Some of those races are tight. Some, I think, won't be tight whatsoever. You know, when you get closer in that circle where you're less than 50 days out from an election, you look at the polls maybe a little bit closer. We see the smoke from the fires in California, Oregon, and Washington, and then how it's washing in so many different directions. And then we look at the polls that are out there, and in this Wisconsin poll, it shows that Biden is holding the edge, but it's a very narrow edge. So to me, it seems as though we're seeing that the polls are tightening a bit. In this Wisconsin poll, it shows Biden at 52% to 46% for Trump, likely voters, and 50% to 46% among all registered voters. So neither gap is that incredible or significant if you're talking about a margin of just over 4 points, because that's in that whole sampling error thing. So to me, it's saying that it's pretty close, that, yeah, Biden's in front in Wisconsin. So if you ask the open-ended question, which they did, if the presidential election were held today, who would you vote for? Who are you leaning towards? And it's too close to call, according to many of the polls, just too close, because the margin of error is right there. And what are the issues? So equal treatment of racial groups, coronavirus outbreak, crime and safety, the economy, discouraging violence at political protests. These are kinds of the kinds of questions that were asked in the Wisconsin poll anyway. And Trump, remember, won the state by less than a percentage point in 2016, which would mean about 23,000 votes through the spring and the summer. Biden has consistently led the polls, but not by a heavy margin. So that shows that this could really go in either direction. And then the post-ABC polls in Wisconsin and Minnesota, where Biden holds a bigger lead, are the first in the series of surveys that look at attitudes of voters in key election battleground areas. And how do they get their information? You know, it's such a great question. They do it by professional interviewers through random sampling of cell phones and landlines. That's how they're getting the information for these polls, by the way, because I understand I'm always skeptical of what I hear with polls. Well, how did they get that data? How do they round those people up? What was the, where did they pull from, in other words? And the president's ratings overall on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic are in the negative territory, and they are kind of a drag on the candidacy. On the pandemic, 54% disapprove of the way he's handled things, 44% approve. So more than 9 in 10 who disapprove back Biden, more than 9 in 10 who approve support Trump, rather. So there you go. Interesting to watch as we look at the so-called tea leaves getting closer to the debate on the 29th and getting closer to some people being ready to vote, getting out there and voting early. I got a card in the mail, I think I talked about this, where it talks about your vote matters and call today and vote early and find out about early voting because it's happening. And there you go. The issues of voting are even something that's being taken into consideration. Now, there's so much conversation about what happens with the Postal Service, and the Postmaster General suspended some cost-cutting maneuvers, but not the moves that experts say are behind some of the worst problems, because 7% of first-class mail was delayed in the weeks where people were affected. You know what that equals? I was reading a Washington Post story where they broke down the numbers, which I love. They said it delayed about 350 million pieces, or 7% of the country's first-class mail, in the first 5 weeks that the cuts were being enforced. And that's something that was a report that was published by the Senate's top Democrat in charge of coastal oversight. So the report portrays the agency where leadership was barely prepared to implement the new policies and didn't anticipate the upheaval they might cause, and they're still trying to find their balance with the November election getting closer and millions of people continuing to experience longer wait times for their mail and for their packages, which they can ill afford because, let's face it, they're on borrowed time in a sense. The Postal Service has been in trouble for a while and just bleeding money. Forget politics, leave that all aside. And they're saying that's the reason for the cut. But the cut turned out to be more deadly because it's about speed and it's about getting packages to where they need to be, because businesses will certainly pay a little bit more if they have to get it there and expedite it and not worry about it. And I think people will do that too when they want to send something off to somebody. So when did that happen? That happened in mid-July. That's when that 350 million pieces of first-class mail over those 5 weeks were seriously, seriously delayed. And there's lots of questions about the cost-cutting that went on and the high-speed mail sorting machines and the public collection boxes and all of that. And they're not going to be replaced. And then the transportation schedules, that was probably the biggest controversial change. The postal workers and independent experts say that's causing most of the problem, is the temporary dip in service, getting trucks to run on time. That would affect all categories of deliveries. And how do you run a postal service efficiently and effectively? Logistics are huge. You have to have effective logistics, that kind of an operation that delivers 6 days a week in the United States. Otherwise, people are not going there. I mean, what do the four letters strung together USPS stand for? People don't want the possibility of their mail getting there. They want the guarantee that the mail will get there. So there were a lot of questions, and on the Hill they were questioning, what about the mail service delays, and what about the operational changes, and how does that affect it? So the main reason this has been spotlighted so much is not so much because people were complaining about their mail, but because will this be smooth for people who want to vote by mail? And this is the argument between the administration and the Democrats that rages on. What do you have to say about that and other things? We're going to the mailbag next.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant at the Orange Beach Police Department in Alabama is confirming that they've had one death due to Hurricane Sally. In Florida, high water search and rescue operations are still continuing after massive amounts of rain swamped the coastline. The slow-moving storm slammed the Gulf Coast for hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas will see more flooding in the days ahead.
Rain that's being dumped to our north is going to impact places in northwest Florida. So you're going to have these rivers that are going to crest. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow, maybe Friday. You know, maybe even see some of them will happen this weekend.
The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm. 200 members of the Florida National Guard will arrive on Thursday to help. Curfews have been put in place in some coastal Alabama towns. This is USA Radio News. An elderly couple has been found dead near their fire-ravaged home in Northern California. They had been packed to evacuate, but decided to stay based on erroneous information about the blaze. Wildfires are still burning in Oregon, California, and Washington, and residents are getting a truer sense of the destruction caused by the fires. In Oregon, 1 million acres have burned, and over 2,000 homes and structures have been destroyed. 8 people have died. Blazes in Washington have charred over 800,000 acres and destroyed nearly 500 structures. One person was confirmed dead. And in California, authorities have confirmed the deaths of at least 25 people from fires that have scorched over 3.3 million acres and destroyed over 4,200 structures. Here in Southern Oregon, the smoke is still hazardous, and many communities are setting up donations for the thousands who have lost their homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later. Trucks, outdoor boxes, and farms to assign destination. There's no harm, no
harm. Let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mailbag indeed. This one is from Wally, and Wally says, Kate, boy, I listen to you every night and hearing you talk about what's happening in California, Oregon, Washington. I feel so depressed, but I'm glad you're informing us. I want to do whatever I can to help people out there, and I suppose I'm not a fireman. Otherwise, I would pack up my gear and I would do what I could if it was possible to get out there and help with some of these fires. It's very, very sad to see this and to actually see the areas and that you talk about and then go and look at them and see, as you described, especially in Oregon, those towns that were decimated, how awful it looked. And I just wanted to say that you really grabbed me when you've been talking about this. And I wish those people, God bless them, I wish them the best, and I hope that this nightmare is over soon, because it is just sad to see, and especially that observatory that you've been talking about, in a sense, because it is such a historic landmark. I knew nothing about it, but after you said it, I looked it up, and dang if I hadn't seen it in a couple of movies. One of them was a Jim Carrey movie. Yeah, I think it was Yes Man that you're talking about, by the way. And there's so many, I mean, there's so many people that are endangered with these fires and the severity of, you know, in some of the areas of what's happening is just unbelievable. And that's one of them, of course. The Mount Wilson area is what you're talking about. And they have these bark beetles. I was asking someone today, well, we understand there was conversation about the lightning strikes that were causing some of the problems, but what else happens? And I had this long-winded explanation given to me about these beetles, and apparently that, you know, you look at the tree bark and you see these burrowing marks from a beetle infestation, and that with the drought and everything else just combines and fuels what happens with the wood in these trees. You know, the beetle wreaks havoc, rather, and 80% to 90% of that one creek's fire's fuel came from the timber that the beetle killed because of how it ate it and how fragile, I guess, it made it like tinder that was easy to go up. I mean, you know, who thinks of that? You don't really think of that, but now you know this is something, the bark beetle is something that does happen, and it can happen anywhere, but especially they're seeing that in parts of California. And you have some of these forests, some of these parks, they're still closed. Of course, they're closed. 20 in L.A. County are closed. The Sequoia National Park is closed because the Castle Fire is kind of near there. They've evacuated areas around it. So, boy, it's really, really tough, and also very tough for businesses that were starting to open up, but because of the thick fog of smoke, a lot of them can't open up. Now, that may only just be a few days from last week and a few days into this week, but it's, you know, not good, obviously. We need some good news is what we need. And there is good news out there, and I guess the good news is, and I got this one from Sam I Am, long-time listener of the show. Sam, you need to call us again. And Sam says, Kate, despite everything that you're hearing about COVID-19, I have to tell you that a lot of people that I know across the country, and I have a business where I speak to people pretty much anywhere, you name it, and I'm hearing wonderful stories of neighbors coming together to offer jobs, offer assistance, help out with schooling, donating laptops and whatnot, and it's really incredible to see the values of Americans that so often are challenged, and we don't hear these good stories, but there are good stories out there. I heard a story about one man in Tampa, Florida, just outside of Tampa, who heard about a school where the majority of kids didn't have internet, and he paid for 20 different families to have internet for 3 years, with the budget and arranging it and whatnot. Can you imagine the hoops they probably had to jump through to make that happen? And they were people that he had absolutely no connection to. So I say Americans are people who do stand up for each other, no matter what their politics or differences may be. Yep. Sam, thanks for telling us that story. And I agree, there's a lot of stories that we don't hear about, and I'm bringing back the clappers to let you know about some of the things that are happening on the front lines and what people are doing to those that are impacted by either wildfires, the pandemic, or, you know, even this wall of water that's happened now a couple of different times along the Gulf Coast. All right, this one is from Anne, and Anne is listening to us in Portland. And she says, Kate, my email, since I've never emailed you before, has two parts, so I apologize to the listeners for that. But if you do read this, my first is I want to tell you, if you hear about Portland and the fires and how thick the smog is, it's really, really true. You can't see your hands barely when you walk downtown. That's for the past 2 days. And my second part of my email has to do with the vaccine. I know that you talk about the vaccine a lot. And one of the things that I heard earlier this week is that states need about $6 billion from Congress to be able to actually distribute the vaccine. So there's one of the first hurdles. Whether people are going to get it or not is one thing, but they have to be able to distribute it. So the Trump administration, I guess, released a map of the plans to feed some of those doses into the areas, the suburbs of America, because the warning is to be expecting the worst with the fall and the flu, and the sooner the vaccine's available for those who aren't taken anyway, that much better. And it looks like the CDC is bleeding, pardon the pun, I guess, but $600 million in relief funding is what they have left, so they need the states to step up and become part of the resources. What do you think about that? Well, there has been conversations about that in the last day and a half or so. Here's what the problem would be, and find a way, right? But states are having lots of problems meeting what they have to meet, whatever their obligations are to function, because of the pandemic. And because of that, and then layoffs, furloughs, whatever you want to say, it depends on the area we're talking about, but it's created lots and lots of problems, and especially with the financial side of it. So it's a mess. There's no doubt about that. Then I got this one from Antonio, who said, I know that you used to live in the East Coast or grew up here. I think I've heard you mention about New York City. But New York City, despite what people are saying, has been shut down much more than you think, because they're trying to reduce the coronavirus. And that's part of what worked so well in the beginning of the pandemic, while so many people were dying. So many areas were being shut down, and that I think made a huge difference. So I think we're going to see, while there is more reopening, we're also going to see more of shutting down of some of the areas for safety's sake. And I don't know if you saw any images coming out of New York, Kate, but I'm assuming that you did. Yeah, and people are, it's funny you bring that up because people are talking about that again, but like Grand Central Terminal, which is beautiful. I used to stay, every time I went back to the city, I would stay over and around that area. It's like nothing. You see so many people stream out of there and around there. And they believe having really clamped that down, more sort of a lockdown-ish thing, that you had that final reduction and the novel coronavirus. They did a study, and they're doing lots of studies, but they did a study, Columbia University, Mailman School of Public Health, and they're saying that, wait till you hear the research on this, but the limited contact, the closing of schools, and telling non-essential workers to stay home really, really worked. And they may go back to that if they have to, if there is this second wave. I'm nailing the score next here on the show, so get ready for the game of the week in the NFL.
T builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of T is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Rolling into week two in the NFL. Mixed bag coming out of the first week of the NFL. I was on a couple of television shows and I looked at what we call them trolls. And they're not necessarily trolls, but the comments that people made from the conversations about football. And, boy, a lot of people have absolutely bailed on football. What does that mean for the overall ratings of the sport? I still think they'll be high enough. I think there's still enough fans that want the distraction. But there's absolute, I think, vitriol for some of the players and what's happening with the political side of things. So it was interesting to, again, see that reaction to the NFL opening back up. But we're not here to talk about that. Let's have some fun, for goodness sake. We got fires. We have mayhem in different parts of the country. We've got a huge election coming up that we're talking about a lot, and it's important, and we've got a presidential debate that's on the horizon, but right now we're going to just escape for a few moments. Please let us do it and do the nail the score thing. All you have to do is guess who's going to win the game and what the final score score is going to be. And the game of the week is Dallas Cowboys hosting Atlanta. So who wins it and what do you think the final score is going to be? I know some of you are tied up and you cannot call, and I know there's people listening overseas that want to play along. So you can do it that way as long as you do it until the top of the hour. The number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And the game of the week, like I said, is Atlanta at Dallas. And I think it should be a good one. Atlanta, boy, they're a team that woulda, coulda, shoulda the last couple of years. There's no doubt about that. So you don't always know what you're getting with Atlanta and Matty Ice. Will Matt Ryan have a hot hand? Will they figure it out after the first loss for the Dallas Cowboys under the Mike McCarthy era? After losing to the Los Angeles Rams? Questions, and the Cowboys want to answer them positively at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. So the Cowboys hosting the Falcons, Dallas favored by 4 points. The over-under, just if you're curious, meaning the number that could go over or under in this game, has been pegged at 52 points. So I gave out the numbers. I'll do it again. And we love starting with Pete in the bunker. He gets it in Texas. Hey, Peter, thanks for the phone call, as always.
What is going on?
What is going on? I got to tell you this, Pete, because I want you. I love your laugh. So people saw me on OAN and a couple of other shows, Cheddar, and one of the people said, you know, in the comments, Kate Delaney is John Madden with a wig. I love that. That's a compliment. Are you kidding?
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt is right. And it just made me chuckle. It's probably one of the funniest things ever that I've seen. So I had to share that with you and the audience. Who do you think wins, the Cowboys or Atlanta?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to give it to the Cowboys. I won't. Mr. Mike to win one at least this year.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking 38-30, something like
38-30.
That.
38-30, yeah. So you're busting me over on that one, 38-30,
yeah.
But I like it. I do think it could be a high-scoring game. I agree.
It's going to be a fly-by night deal. There's going to be a lot of passing, I do believe.
Yeah, I believe too.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling, you know.
I like that. It's a feeling. Pete, thanks so much, man. We love you. I love when you call up. I love that laugh. Get the best laugh ever. Back to the bunker. We'll see if Pete wins. All right, again, for anybody out there looking to chime in on this, 855-266-5283. I got the prize closet door open, and I'm ready to give away some swag. Maybe you'll win it. Cowboys, Atlanta, what do you think the final score is? Let's go to Ron in Hannibal, Missouri, KHMO. What a great station that is. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think, Ron? Do you like the Cowboys or do you like Atlanta?
Oh, Cowboys, always. 27-21.
You'll be watching that game, right?
You got it.
I love it. We need to be able to watch the game, for goodness sake. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you calling. Again, you can always hit us up till the top of the hour. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. My nephew decided he was going to get involved in it, so we had a conversation just before I opened up the mic, and here's what he had to say.
making a cameo appearance here on this version of Nailed the Score, my nephew Owen Delaney, who's known for his sports acumen, not. But as I say all the time, you don't have to know anything about sports to level a guess. All you're doing, it's like bingo, you're picking a side and you're giving a numerical guess as to who you think will win and what you think the final score will be. And the game this week is Atlanta at Dallas. So, Owen, what do you think's going to happen? What's the final score going to be, and who's going to win this game?
Oh, man, the final score. Do you have to put it so close to my face? Okay. I'm pretty sure the microphone can pick it up from here. The final score, based on my knowledge of sports, is going to be like a full-blown 10-2 with Atlanta and the at Dallas going for the defense at the... Yeah, absolutely. That's the score.
So 10-2 Atlanta?
Sure.
Wow, 10-2 Atlanta. I told him, you know what, I don't know that he caught this even. I'll give him $1,000 if that is for his college, if that's the final score. We have seen scores like that. You know, I always say that you can't poo-poo a score necessarily, but 10-2 Atlanta, boy, the Cowboy fans would be seriously upset if that was the final score. To his credit, he's a great artist, and he's like Spider-Man. He climbs up the side of a mountain and rock climbs like I've never seen anybody. He's really, really good at that. But he's more interested in doing rather than watching. I'm interested in both, but I'm especially interested in sitting in my cozy chair and watching a weekend slate of football. And I'm not going to apologize for that because it is the great escape. And I think people are going nuts with, can we go out? What about our masks? What about this? And we've been in these bubbles, isolated or semi-isolated or whatever, and debating for such a long time that this is something to take your mind off of it. So I think that it's a good distraction. I think it's a great distraction. The Thursday night game is the Bengals at the Browns, so the battle for Ohio, it really is such a thing. And the game that we're talking about, of course, is the Falcons and the Cowboys. My goodness, I have to have time to get Nathan in here. Nathan, what do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be 10-3, probably.
10-3 Cowboys?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know that I can give you $1,000, but I'll do something nice for you. Do you need a college fund? Yes. Maybe. All right, by the way, I think the boys are going to win, and I think the boys are going to win by a score of 37-32. Good luck. I hope somebody nails the score.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.